Wasn't that nice? That was Climb by Laura Mish. This is Vernon Greenfield with DJ TY. That's me. Thanks for tuning in. I've got a stack of records here to get us through the next hour. Let's just see where they take us. I want to extend a heartfelt gratitude to everybody who listens to the show and has let me know how much they enjoy it. This is a lot of fun for me, so it means a lot. Up next, It Doesn't Matter Anymore by Wanda Jackson.
down where the cotton grows, turning off the main highway, going down that country road. There's a place down in the country where the pine trees grow so tall. Walking across that old long bridge, stretching across Black River Swan.
Ma wa bada ba ma dera bahdiyo, itani gaya.
Listening to Vernon Greenfield on WMCB LP. Like I said, I've got a stack of LPs here in our station identification, which stands for low power, which just means that the station, well, the broadcast just doesn't really go that far, which in my mind just means that if you're listening to this on the actual airwaves on 107.9, the last on the dial, the first in our hearts, well, that makes you pretty special. And that last set, that last song we heard was from an artist known as Kushin. See if I can say the name of the song, Nafti. I just received in the mail from Little Axe Records. I just got a shipment of a couple of records I'll be playing, peppering into this set here. That's a record company known for compiling international music that they sometimes find on cassettes or old records, things you can't really find anymore. They re-release it and sell it for pretty cheap. So I'll be playing scattering of things from Little Axe. Before that, we heard Link Ray with Black River Swamp. And before that, we heard Johnny Horton, Take Me Like I Am, following Wanda Jackson. Let's hear some more music here on Vernon Greenfield. Stay with us.
Grooviest radio show, Top of the Pops. And here come those four lads from North London called The Kinks. The song you've heard before, as it's the one that Kink Ray Davies wrote specially for Dave Berry, and it's called The Strange Effect.
Got this strange effect on me, and I like it.
Strange effect on me.
this strange effect on me. And I like it.
Life is great, yeah?
Huh? Isn't life great?
Sim. чакаво. Антенция съвнал я минорел, любила мара фиалта дело. Еним белау ме чакаво, любила мара фиалта дело.
Listening to Vernon Greenfield on WMCBLP Greenfield.
Thank you. This is Jason Christian, and I am here to give the film rec of the week. But how to begin when there are thousands and thousands of movies to choose from? What criteria would I use? Questions and more, and decided that each movie I recommend should be of viewers who take me up on my recommendation. With this in mind, first up is Wild Boys of the Road from 1933, directed by William A. Wellman. Why this movie? It's a pre-code production, which means a sound movie made before the censorious Hays Code was fully enforced in 1934, a time when directors were able to take some real risks, and risks he certainly took. Imagine a movie set in the Great Depression about a gang of hooligan runaway boys and one girl dressed in boys' clothes who ride freight trains around the country looking for jobs to help their families, who brawl with the police and anyone else who gets in their way, and it's only 68 minutes long. This movie will make you laugh and cry and ponder the tragic inequalities that have been with us for a very long time. But it's also an uplifting story, heartwarming and life-affirming. Happy viewing!
It's already haunted. Come on, you can't haunt here, dude.
And I believe that I have problems in my dreams. I feel like I'm the only one that can carry your disease. In my head, you are suffering. In my head, you are. In my head. Tells me that I'm the only one that can carry his disease. I'm made to be an animal by his love and to bed his baby. In my head, you are suffering.
Uh-huh. Cool. Well, we've got a lot to go over. A lot to go over here. First off, with that set, we had The Kinks, The Strange Effect on Me. After that was Molly Sarley with Human. I believe she was a member of Bed Music, that is kind of chill. Anyway, after that, we had a couple tracks from another one of the records I received from Little Axe. That was Kuku Subside. She's an Ethiopian musician. We heard two tracks there. One, the first one was called My Countryman, and the second one was called Longing for You. I have a little booklet that came with the record here. Let's see. Let's see what it says. At the age of 10, Kuku knew what she wanted to do for the rest of her life. Decades later, she is celebrated as one of Ethiopia's most beloved artists and an embodiment of contemporary Ethiopian music. That's great. I didn't prepare a featured artist, but maybe it's Kuku today. Speaking of, you may have noticed we haven't had a featured artist for a few weeks now. I thought I would open it up to the listeners. If you have an idea for a featured artist, email me. Again, that email is Vernon Greenfield, WMCB, @gmail.net. Love to hear from you. What artist do you think I should feature on the show? Leave it up to you, the listener. Let's get into some more music here on Vernon Greenfield.
Thank you. bone, 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 bone,
तरसी हुई मिलने की कसम खाई है तूने क्या मुझसे न मिलने की कसम खाई है तूने क्या
listening to Vernon Greenfield on DJ TY. We just heard from the Chambers Brothers, I Can't Stand It. We heard from Joseph Spence, Conch Ain't Got No Bone. And that last track was from Andalib M. Wasif. Andalib was born to a well-known family in Hyderabad, India, self-taught singer and harmonium player. He began performing as a youth. I believe the songs he was singing in the form of ghazals, poetic form. Thanks for hanging out with us this week. I know it's been a little bit low-key. I hope you've been in a similar mood. If not, that's okay. I almost forgot to thank our new correspondent, educator and film historian Jason Christian. Thank you, Jason, for an awesome film recommendation. Myself, but I plan to. If you watch it, let us know. Let us know what you think. And let us know if you want to continue film recommendations. I certainly do. Have a good week, folks. We're going to go out here with little Miles Davis. It's been a pleasure. You've been listening to WMCBLP Greenfield. See you next week.
Please do try. That's my new poem I wrote. It's about the wilderness. That's how you get, teach them how to talk to pine cones. There we go. Once again. And there it is. All right. What?
place already haunted. Come on, you can't haunt here.
Miles Davis. John Coltrane. Cannonball Adderley. Creed Bill Evans. Cedar Walt. And the rest of the crew.
Thank you.